What's up, Ortandians? You are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia, and I am your girl, your host, the hostess with the mostest, Ortandia. How y'all doing? I came back, not as I said I would. I said I was going to come back a week from the last podcast, and I did not. My apologies. But I came back sooner than I usually do, and I'm going to try. I really am going to try to be more consistent. You know, after 3 years of podcasting, you know, when I first started, it was super exciting and it was more so for me to get things off my chest and be able to, it was a form of therapy for me. And then like the last year, it's kind of been like, you know, I'll do it when I get to it. But no, I have listeners and people want to hear what I have to say. They want to hear my commentary. And so although it still feels somewhat like therapeutic for me, it's not as it was when I first started. But I still have things that I want to say, I want to talk about, I want to give commentary on. And I know that I still have people that want to hear me and my voice. And so for that reason, I'm going to continue my podcast. I won't say that I'm going to be doing this weekly. I won't even put that out there anymore. I'm going to do it as I feel it. I'm going to do it. And for this episode, it's going to be very short, very quick, but I wanted to just say happy Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, happy family day, happy day off, however you choose to celebrate it. I know Thanksgiving is not a happy time, especially for some certain people groups, indigenous folk. This is not a happy time for them. So, and I don't want to be insensitive. So I'll call this time family time. It's a time where families get together and celebrate and laugh and talk and eat an ungodly amount of food, you know, and all stuff they wouldn't normally eat on a regular basis, you know. If you are somewhat health conscious, you don't normally eat a big old plate of mac and cheese or 5-6 slices of ham or, you know, some of the 3-4 pieces of cake, cup of pies, some ice cream. On a regular basis, you don't normally eat that kind of stuff. And so this is a time to where you get to just sit back, enjoy, eat as much as you want, and be with your family. So the impetus of this podcast is me telling you to reach out to your family. If 2020 taught us nothing, it was that people can be out of here in a second. And nothing should keep you from reaching out to your family. I don't care if you guys haven't talked in 20 years. Y'all know I'm big on family. Reach out to your family today, tomorrow, the day after. You should be loving on them more than you have ever loved on them before. Now, you know, I understand, again, I'm not going to be insensitive. I understand there is some abuse that has gone on and there are sexual molestation I understand all of those things have taken place. So in some instances, the best thing is distance. I get that. But if that's not the case for you, abuse and molestation and all of that, and it's just, it is something else. It's just, oh, well, I don't like their this and I don't like their that. You need to drop that. Drop that. FaceTime your family tomorrow. Google Duo them. If you can't do either and you're on Facebook, video call them via Facebook. But reach out to your family and love on your family if you can. If it's nothing so severe that you should be away from them, then I say close the gap. And if your mom is still here, my friends, reach out to your mom. If you can't go home because you may live in, you know, on the East Coast, they may live on the West Coast, and financially, that's just something that you can't do. Call them, text them, set up a Zoom call tomorrow where y'all all talking, eat together via Zoom. I don't care what you have to do. Reach out to your family. Love on your family. You know, I'm not going to, I won't be with my biological family this Thanksgiving. I'll be with my church family, some of my church family. And I expect to have a grand old time. It's like an old slang, you know. It has nothing to do with LGBTQ. It has everything to do with happy. I expect to have a happy time tomorrow, you know, laughing a lot, you know, eating good, laughing hard, you know. And so, but before I go to my church family's house tomorrow, I'm gonna call my family, text my family, and when I come back, you hear this rule siren in the background. You're rude, police. You're rude. I'm recording a podcast, Popo. Okay, I'm back. But, and when I come back, I'm definitely going to video them. Video call them, video chat with them. Just because I love my family, man. I love my family, and I hope you, and we don't all get along all the time. They piss me off sometimes. They say stuff I don't like. I say stuff they don't like. They do stuff I don't like, and I do stuff they don't like. So, but it's, I love these mugs. I love the mugs, you know, and I just want to use this time, this platform, to encourage you to reach out to your family, love on your family, celebrate Thanksgiving with your family. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, that's absolutely understandable. Whatever you do on tomorrow, I say reach out to your family and do it with them. You know, because time is short and you don't want to be at the gravesite trying to get in the casket and falling all out and doing all this crazy stuff when you had an opportunity while you were here, both living to mend any broken relationships, to forgive one another, to ask for forgiveness or whatever. So don't wait to the funeral. Do it right now, right today. As you hear my voice, turn off the podcast, call your sister, call your brother, call your uncle, your auntie, your mama, your grandmama, your daddy, whoever you need to call. Say, listen, what happened, get it all out, talk it all out, and say, I love you, I forgive you, do you forgive me, and move on, move forward. You know, again, I want to say, if it's an abuse, some type of abuse or some type of violence that goes on, I'm not asking you to reach out to your abuser. That's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm saying if there was an abusive situation, I'm not saying that you should reach out to those people. Maybe there needs to continue to be space in between you and that abusive person. But if that is not the case, reach out to them, man. Reach out. Reach out. Love them. Love hard. Smile good. And enjoy yourself. And like I always say, I want to see y'all in heaven with me. And that's not just a closing tagline for me. I really do want to see y'all in heaven because life is short. And one day we're going to, two things for sure going to happen. You're born and you're going to die. That's, I don't care if you're rich or poor. Two things for sure going to happen. And so when you die, man, you don't want to be separated from God. You want to be right in the presence, in the face, in the bosom, in the arm of God himself. And you can only do that through Jesus Christ. I'm very dogmatic. You can only do that through Jesus Christ. And so I want to see you in heaven. When this is all over and said and done, I want us to feast together. You're talking about a Thanksgiving feast. Your grandma might have a Thanksgiving feast tomorrow. Baby, heaven is going to be a feast. It's going to be some foods we never even heard of. And I want you sitting right at the table with me. All right? Love you guys. Have a great time with your peoples tomorrow. And I forgot what I was going to say. I'm not editing that out. Like I always say, man, I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm out.